Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, October the 17th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. For some time now, as a number of companies post-COVID have gone in for buybacks, there has been this debate over what is a good way to execute a buyback program, through open market operations or through the tender route. For example, Infi announced buyback of shares amounting to rupees 9,300 crore for a price of up to 1850 per share. The stock ended at 1477 per share on Friday, so the price defined by the Infi management is 25% higher. But that really does not mean that the price will climb up all the way, because the company will buy back shares only from the open market at whatever price is prevailing, as long as it is below 1850. So the market prices need not move at all. To give you an example, Bajaj Auto announced a rupees 2,500 crore buyback program last quarter at a price not exceeding 4,600 rupees. This did not really move the market price much, so the company ended up executing the buyback around rupees 3,800, and the current price is still around 3,600. Some investors argue market buyback is thus not a good way. Now, is tender offer really better for shareholders? In a tender offer, the company fixes a price and says all shareholders are eligible to tender shares to the company at that price. Obviously, that is a stronger signal, because you are actually committing to buy shares at the price that you announce. As opposed to that, in a market buyback, it is only a cap price. It's only a ceiling. Even in a tender buyback, one has to remember that the benefit of the higher price is only for the shares that will be bought back. Not all of your holdings, which is what some investors erroneously assume. They assume that they will be able to get rid of all their shares at that buyback price. Of course, if there are some sleepy investors who do not tender their shares even at a higher buyback price compared to the market price, then others will get a higher proportion of their shares bought back by the company. But mind you, the market price need not reset to the buyback price. For your remaining holdings, you still will be at the mercy of the market. So it's really somewhat stupid to think of this as an exit strategy. And people who are complaining are really the ones who are really looking at this as an exit strategy. Now, what happens in a market buyback? This is obviously good or bad depending on which of the two category of shareholders you belong to. Are you the one who is staying back in the company? Or are you the one who is wanting an out? If you're looking for an out, as I said, buyback is really not the answer. Some institutions may also prefer buybacks because this is just another form of dividend payout, except that it is more tax efficient. That is still a legitimate task. But the real deal in buybacks is what it does to the company's financial complexion. What a buyback does is to help a company shrink its equity, so you see a bump up in its return ratios and the earnings per share. And that's great for shareholders who choose to stay invested. Now, the lower the price the company pays for the asset, the better it is for enhancing shareholder value for staying investors. It's as simple as that, because buyback is no different from buying any asset, be it your own company's share or that of any other company that will make you more money than what holding an equivalent amount of cash earns you sitting in that bank account, be it mutual funds, treasuries, liquid funds, or whatever else. The cheaper you buy the asset, the more you will enhance value for your shareholders. The more expensive your purchase price is, the worse it is going to be for the shareholder value creation. In the case of Infi, if you see, they have been able to enhance their earnings per share about 6 to 8% per year because of buybacks since 2019. So, they have also been able to augment their overall return on equity. By the way, Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's partner, has a term for companies that actively buy back shares. He calls them cannibals. You know why? They eat themselves to grow. Both Buffett and Munger are great fans of companies that execute good buyback programs. They believe well-executed buybacks can generate significant returns for shareholders. So what is a well-executed buyback? It essentially means the company buys back shares only when the share price is trading below the intrinsic worth of the company or the expected future value of the company. Otherwise, it will not make sense. So this should definitely sound like music to loyal shareholders of Infi. In fact, on that count alone, Infi may be a good candidate to buy. Results from big companies continued to be good last week. Bajaj Auto on Friday reported a 20% rise in net profit for September quarter. The total revenue from operations increased by 16.4%. Both net profit and revenue came in ahead of expectations. This, of course, came on the back of strong domestic volume growth, both in two-wheelers and three-wheelers. But of course, in autos, one key trigger stocks have been moving on is the EV narrative. On that count, Bajaj is yet to capture the imagination of investors, so we have to wait to see what happens on that count. HDFC Bank again posted a good set of numbers, 22% growth in consolidated net profit on the back of a 23% growth in loan book. In fact, loan growth was across segments. Commercial and rural grew at 31%, corporate and wholesale loans grew at 27%, and retail loans grew at 21%. Deposit growth too stood at 19%, a tad lower than loan growth, but nothing to complain really. DMart results were a mixed bag. Revenue from operations grew at 5.9%, EBITDA came in at 11% lower, and EBITDA margins came in at 8.6%, all of which were below estimates, but the net number stood at 730 crores, which was above estimates. Overall though, on home front, no big disappointments in terms of corporate results so far. From a market perspective, FII sentiment continues to be weak. Although yes, we have the locals giving them a good fight and keeping markets rather stable. Have a great start to a week. Catch you tomorrow, same time.